quite happy with the amount of ice time you had and how well you played?
Yeah, it's always nice to play a lot. I think, you know, we would have liked to convert it on some of those power play opportunities. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be too often where, you know, I have the most ice time out of our forward group. But, yeah, I think there was some things in that game that we can build off. Obviously, a 7-2 result, it's nothing that we're happy about. And, you know, we know it's going to be a big game for us in Calgary, and we're looking to kind of right the ship and get back on the right foot and kind of build from there.
Yeah. Are you quite comfortable if this team has a power play? I know it's not going to be every night, but do you like your chances, say, that happens again?
Yeah, I think you look at the puck movement and the chances that we were able to create on the power play. It wasn't like, you know, we had a tough time getting in the zone, or we couldn't set up or didn't have any zone pressure. I think, you know, we fired 16 or 17 shots. You know, one of the goals is right at the tail end of power play, and, you know, obviously you're going to feel a lot better about yourself if you score, you know, two or three power play goals on those eight opportunities. But, you know, I think the message in our room right now is that, you know, the power play was moving in the right direction. Obviously, you know, it's results that matter, but, you know, there's some things that we can kind of build off of, and, you know, that's what we're going to try to take forward.
About the last couple of days, have you guys just flushed Wednesday night out of the system now, or do you still have it linger in the back of your mind as you get ready for tomorrow night?
Well, no, I think, you know, whether it's a 3-2 loss or a 7-2 loss, it's still a loss, and, you know, that's kind of the way you have to look at it. Yeah, there's parts of our game that we can take from that, and we know we need to be better. You know, anytime you get beat 7-2, you know, there's areas that need to be looked at and need to be kind of worked on. But you see in the NHL, you know, Pittsburgh loses 10-1 last night, and, you know, they're the defending Stanley Cup champions. So it's not like the sky's falling, or, you know, we know we're going on this road trip and we have a job to do, and, you know, we're looking forward to kind of, you know, getting back in good spirits and getting that good feeling back going into Calgary.
After your game on Wednesday, Edmonton-Calgary played your next two opponents. Did you watch very much of that one, and what do you expect coming into this weekend?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it. You know, I think the things that stand out are McDavid's three, but, you know, the Calgary, they're a real good defensive team. I think, you know, they have a real solid back end, and they move the puck up real well, and, you know, that checking line of Foley, Backlund, and Tkachuk, you know, are as good as any in the league, so it's tough to create offense against a team like that. And with Mike Smith in the net, you know, it's important you keep the puck away from him. He makes it hard for you to get in on the forecheck and things like that. So we know it's going to be a good test. I think it's their home opener, so it's, you know, they're going to come out hard, and kind of similar to, you know, the way the Leafs did to us. You know, you weather the first 10-15 minutes, and you get them on them early, and then, you know, they might start gripping their sticks tight, and, you know, before you know it, you're up 2-0. So that's kind of our mentality going into it.